Cash will have to be accepted as payment for tickets to any sporting event in an Iowa public school after a bill that's won approval in the Iowa House and Senate. Senator Tom Shipley of Nordaway says it's a response to complaints legislators were getting from parents and grandparents.
Well, many schools and athletic associations are encouraging the use of credit card payments to reduce risk and staffing. We understand that. Parents and grandparents should not be pressured or turned away at the door for paying with cash, which has happened. Some choose to use cash to avoid paying fees to a third party.
Representative Eleanor Levin, a Democrat from Iowa City, says some school districts have decided having a cash box at extracurricular activities introduces the possibility of theft.
I'm very empathetic to the individuals who want to be able to go to their kids, their nieces, their grandchilds, their friends' sporting event, and they don't want to have to carry a purse. They don't want to have to worry about their wallet getting stolen out of the back of their pocket. They just want to be able to grab a 20 from the car, pay their entrance fee, and get in. We have students who want to go to their friends' events and who don't have debit or credit cards yet.
But Levin says the decision about whether cash should be accepted should be up to each school. The bill got final approval in the House this week and goes to the governor for her signature. Tonight, the Marshalltown Speedway will finally get its season started. Jerry Van Sickle describes a bit of the history of the Speedway.
This weekend is season opener, 63rd annual. It's hard to believe we've raced for 63 years at the current location. You know, the fairgrounds used to be down where the city shop is years ago. Then it moved in 64 out there. So since 1964, its current location, we've been racing Fridays, sometimes on Sundays, sometimes on Tuesdays weekly back in the day.
Late models are the feature division for tonight. Jerry lets us know what it takes to get in.
Cost for this week, and because it is a special with the late models, is $20 for adults, seniors 65 and plus, students 11 to 17, and veterans are in for 15. Now, this is the grandstand prices. And kids 10 and under with a paid $1 always free.
It's always an exciting night at the Marshalltown Speedway, and even so for kids. Kids' nights will be held throughout the season.
This year we're going to do a lot of kids' stuff. Each month is going to be a kids' night. So our first kids' night, we've already got a massive amount of candy, and we'll let the kids come down on the racetrack. We'll spread the candy out, split them up in age groups, and they'll pick up the candy in about 2.5 seconds.
And not to be left out, the Iowa Veterans Home will also get in the race car action, as this afternoon, the Iowa Speedway will be visiting the Iowa Veterans Home to give residents rides in official Iowa Speedway vehicles. That happens between 2 and 4. The Noon Optimists are kicking off their annual Avenue of the Flags program to help raise funds for their scholarship programs. Optimist Chuck Bailey tells us how this program got started 30 years ago.
Well, how it came about, a fellow member, Ray Halland, he and I were both charter members of the Morning Club, and he was meeting over in Davenport, I think, and they reported on having a flag program, so he brought the idea back to us in Marshalltown, and we decided to go with it.
They started with 150 subscriptions, and now they have close to 500 subscribers. Chuck tells us when the flags will be flying.
The first flag will be going up, on Memorial Day.
Okay.
And then Flag Day, then the 4th of July, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. So those are the five times we put the flags up, and the cost per subscription is $50 per year.
If you'd like to have a flag flying out in front of your house, you can call Teresa Walton at 641-751-6236 to get in that subscription model, or email them at mtownoptimistflags@gmail.com. The Salvation Army Volunteer Week is coming to a close, and the Salvation Army Major D talks about how they're thanking their volunteers.
For the Salvation Army, it's National Volunteer Week. And so we're thanking our volunteers in different ways. I'm posting little things on our Facebook page and other things.
Here are some opportunities you can sign up for.
Well, we need volunteers for all sorts of things, particularly our food pantry. We need volunteers to collect food. We need volunteers to help with our youth programming. We got one more month of youth programming going on. That's on Wednesday nights, where we could use some adults to help us.
To help with any of these opportunities, you can go online to register or check their socials. In collaboration with Children Abuse Prevention Month, Luisa Ortega, along with others in the community, are holding a free K-pop inspired event Sunday, April 26th from 1 to 6 at Midnight Gardens. Luisa describes all the free activities.
Kiddos can come in. We're going to have stations all around the building so that they can do activities. And then there's going to be games in the center that Yessi will do. Pretty much every hour, every so many minutes, we're going to be giving away prizes. There are tons of toys thanks to WellPoint. WellPoint and Junk Relief have given, I'm not going to lie, I think we're at about 500 toys.
That's amazing. 500 toys. Again, that's going to happen this Sunday, April 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Midnight Gardens. The legislature has passed a bill requiring Iowa public officials to follow the governor's order to fly the American flag and the Iowa flag at half-staff on public buildings. Last September, the chairman of the Johnson County Board of Supervisors defied Governor Reynolds' executive order last September to lower the flags on public grounds in honor of Charlie Cook, the nationally known conservative activist who was murdered during an event in Utah. Senator Don Driscoll, a Republican from Williamsburg, says after Kirk's murder, President Trump called on all Americans to reject political violence of any kind.
The bill allows a person to report alleged violations to the Attorney General, who may initiate a legal action to obtain compliance.
Johnson County Supervisor John Green said last September that he condemned Kirk's killing, but he would not grant Johnson County honors to a man who made it his life mission to denigrate so many Johnson County constituents. Senate Democrat leader Janice Weiner of Iowa City says Kirk's murder was an abomination, but the proposal may violate First Amendment issues.
So the fact that there happens to be some people that choose not to lower the fat flag when our governor asked for it to be lowered, It's really too bad, and it is a political statement.
The bill passed the Senate 2 months ago on a 36-9 vote. The House passed it today in an even wider margin, 82-5. Representative Mark Thompson of Clarion says the bill includes enforcement if the situation happens again. Tornado survey teams from the National Weather Service will be scouting several locations in western and central Iowa today. After a powerful line of storms rumbled across the state last night, dropping an undetermined number of twisters, meteorologist Devin Chiak at the National Weather Service office in Valley, Nebraska, says a long line of storms churned out multiple dangerous cells.
One of them likely produced a brief tornado near Little Sioux, Iowa. We still need to send out a survey team to confirm everything, but we do believe there is at least one tornado.
The same line of storms is suspected of spinning off more twisters in southwest Iowa's Fremont County, where Clayton Long is the emergency management coordinator.
Sounds like we had about two tornadoes that touched down east of Riverton, south of Farragut. These impacted agriculture lands. There were two debris clouds that were shown, still trying to work through the pictures and the videos coming in.
The forecast calls for the chance of more scattered storms over Iowa on Sunday and into Monday. It is 12:10. We'll be back with more after this.
Warmer weather is here, and that means so are the pests that come with it. April is National Pest Control Month, and Shindell Pest Control has a few tips to help you. First, preventative action and pest control is your best bet. Second, call Shindell Pest Control if you have a pest problem. They can handle all kinds of infestations. Third, ask Shindell about their maintenance service plan. Also, not only for disease protection, but general outdoor comfort, look into their mosquito control. Shindell Pest Control, the common sense approach to pest control.
And right now we are at 57 degrees, 12, almost 12, 11. Let's go back and join Andy Schwann.
Thank you, Kyle. The Board of Regents approved a 3% increase in tuition and mandatory fees for all undergraduate students at its meeting Thursday. The 8-1 vote came after student representatives from the three state schools gave their input. University of Iowa student body president-elect Emily Cross says capping the increase at 3% is good, but said the board needs to look at what that number means.
For out-of-state students like me, that brings the total cost about $34,247, an increase of more than $500 in a single year.
Cross says 3% may sound modest, but it happens year after year.
For students, that means the cost of staying here doesn't just rise once, it compounds. What starts as a few hundred dollars becomes thousands over the course of a degree. From my perspective, that impact is very real. It's not just a number on a bill, it affects daily decisions.
Leaders of the financial aid departments at the three state universities say the FAFSA has gotten much easier to use. That's the free application for federal student aid. Tim Bakla is the financial aid director at the University of Northern Iowa.
While we're still being called upon to assist with FAFSA questions, our offices are no longer working through processing glitches created by federal systems and implementation. This can provide, this can allow our offices to provide effective support for questions related directly to FAFSA itself.
Bakla says that shows up in the number of potential and current Iowa students using the system.
FAFSA filing rates for the state of Iowa this year are up 13.5% for the 26-27 FAFSA cycle, with each region institution seeing an increase in their filing rates.